from your having spoken to them and from Scott's having spoken to them, what does he perceive their primary concerns and their priorities and their orientation to be?
In the large part, that's why I think we're doing so well, is that they're concerned about the astronomical growth of government in Washington and in Colorado. They're concerned about a government that seems to believe that if you spend enough, you can fix anything, and that as a result, certainly in Colorado, the tax and spend policies of Governor Ritter have resulted in exacerbating job loss. And Scott speaks to that. He has a small business background that he can talk to about how he runs his small business along with Lori. They have Lori's family has a big ranch in the Meeker area. So they talk a lot about that. And I think that common sense approach and showing that he's down to earth, that he understands why they're frustrated, but he also wants to say, look, we can't do four more years of Democrat leadership with stealth tax increases, overt tax increases, government spending out of control, removing spending caps, on and on and on. I mean, the one thing that Scott points out in almost every conversation is, look, we're going to put the spending cap back on, and not only that, I'm going to govern as if the spending cap exists. So anything over a 6% limit, for example, is going to get vetoed. That's the kind of thing that I think folks involved in the Tea Party movement and folks who are just frustrated in general want to hear. And that's the way he's going to govern.